السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, once again we gather here tonight for this program of Zikrullah. By now I must have mentioned 120 times that Zikrullah, the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is not just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The tasbihat are there to strengthen that remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. The real remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the fulfillment of all His ahkam. That is the real remembrance. If a person is taking a tasbih, sitting and reading from the morning till the evening, but he doesn't make zohr namaz, asr namaz, maghrib namaz, but he's reading tasbih, can we call that zikrullah? When it was time for namaz, then at that time that was the zikrullah, then now go and make your namaz. So Allah Ta'ala's laws are focused every minute of the day, every second of the minute. There's some law of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that is focused upon that person. The fulfillment of that law and that hukam of Allah Ta'ala and of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is real zikrullah. When it's time to go and earn halal livelihood, then the person says that, why must I worry about the wife and children? Allah Ta'ala is the provider, so He will provide. I will sit in the masjid the whole year round and not go to the bazaar and marketplace to earn livelihood. Now if this person has to beg of people or his family has to suffer, then we will say this person is not making the right zikrullah. It means for everything there is a place. Like that, for dini activities also, there has to be time, there has to be place for it. For everything there is a place. The fulfillment of the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that is zikrullah. When it's time for hajj, the person has sufficient money also, but he doesn't buy a ticket and doesn't proceed for hajj. Doesn't make any application for hajj. And when somebody asks him that, why are you not going for hajj? Then he say, no, I'm very busy in the shop earning halal livelihood. So now will we say that that is correct? There was a place for halal livelihood also, but now this time for hajj, then he must go for hajj. So that is real zikrullah. And all these majalis of zikr, etc., whatever we have, it is for that purpose, that we must get the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Azmat of Allah Ta'ala and the muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, until that doesn't come in the heart, it will not be easy to practice. Whenever we have azmat, muhabbat, aqidat, then it becomes easy. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's azmat, his aqidat, his muhabbat. When this will come in the heart, then it's easy for ita'at. Then obedience will become easy. Because when a person loves someone, then he goes out of his way to do anything for the person that he loves. Just in this world of illicit love relationships, see what people do. The type of things that people do just for the illicit beloved is unreal. So if a person can go out of his way for those illicit beloveds who are not going to even help them in any way in the qabr, in the akhirat, and even in this world, most of the times it is nothing but disaster in their lives. Look at all those people who are involved in such kind of relationships. At the end of the day, what did they get? Can anybody say that they found some kind of peace, some kind of happiness? Or they found nothing but disgrace. They found nothing but disgrace. Who is unaware? There's no shortage of evidence. Lazzate arzi mili izzate daimi gayi. Rahate zindagi gayi. Finish. Lazzate arzi mili izzate daimi gayi. Temporary little while of happiness. Lifelong respect is gone. And that you must have also heard many times, but as I said, I don't plan anything. Whatever will come in my mind, I will say it, because I truly believe it's for me, for you, for anybody that is listening, may be beneficial. Mana maswiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Mana maswiyat me mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza abru ka dafn karna kya himaqat hai. If you can only understand this. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. We acknowledge indeed there is a little bit of pleasure in haram. But it's haram kind of pleasure. Therefore it's not going to bring any kind of sukoon in the heart. And that is also it's a temporary pleasure. Little while of pleasure. Mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. And that example of my Shaykh, many times I have quoted that if a person has stolen some money or he has stolen a car and now he's moving with a car and suddenly he sees all the police behind him, then what will he do? All his enjoyment is gone. So mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. That is the crux of it. That who is our nourisher? Who is our sustainer? Whatever sin we will commit, we will use some part of the body. Can any person commit a sin without a body? The body is going to be involved in whatever sin the person is committing. If he is engaging in adultery or fornication or going to the gambling den or watching some filth on the internet site or is watching the haram on the television screen or is reading filthy magazines, whatever sin it may be, or he is stealing, whatever he is doing, he will be using his body. Now, who is it that first of all gave us this body? Who blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs? We all think that it is our sickness, our weakness is the greatest of all. You ask any person who is suffering toothache, they'll say there's no pain like toothache. Finish. For him, that is the worst pain in the world. Then somebody is suffering from earache. You say, what does that person know? What is the pain when you have a earache? That's the worst. Then somebody has stones in his kidneys and is rolling. Ask him what the pain is. Then he will tell you that's the worst. Any person who is suffering from any kind of pain, to him that is the worst. There's nothing worse than that. ND591663. NT5358 Honda. Please remove your car. You're blocking somebody's driveway. Please go immediately. ND591663 5358 NT. So the different kinds of pain that people get, we think that that is the worst kind of pain. Now imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He has blessed us with health. He has blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with every kind of goodness. If he had to cause pain in our eyes, in our ears, in our throats, in our stomachs, in our legs, in our heads, what will be the condition of that person? if a person is suffering pain every part of his body. And especially when old age comes, then all kinds of pain come with old age. That famous story of that Hakim Saab, the person went to him and he said, my sight is failing. He said, due to old age, because you're in your 90s now, what do you expect? Then he said, my hearing is bad. He said, due to old age. He said, I got pain in my knees. He said, due to old age. Anything, he said, due to old age. So the old man gave him one slap. He said, don't you know anything else besides old age? He said, don't worry, old man, I won't get angry, because that anger of yours is also due to old age. Everything is due to old age. So Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us, that He is sustaining us. Go to the hospitals and see the condition. Of course, it can be rahmat for those people. We are not saying that it is azab for everybody. It's a rahmat for most of them. It's a rahmat. It's a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Great Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam fell sick. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sick. Sahaba ikram, they were sick. So many people were sick. So does it mean, na'uzu billah, it's azab for everyone? So we're not talking about that. But what I'm saying is that, us palne wale se kaisi baghawat hai. The one who has been so kind to us, so kind to us. The Imam Sahib read in the Isha Salat, wa in taqubdu ni'matallahi la tufsuha. If you have to count the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can never ever count it. Impossible to count the ni'mats of Allah. One day I was just telling the people that we look, think of ni'mats as only money is a ni'mat. Home is a ni'mat, ka is a ni'mat. There are so many ni'mats from morning till evening Allah Ta'ala is showering upon us. I said, some of those ni'mats we don't even ponder or reflect, it doesn't even come in our mind. I said, do you know that when we go to sleep on our beds, many a times we are sleeping on single bed. And now here we got very, very spacious, there's some queen beds and king beds and all kinds of beds. But when we were students, at that time was, sometimes we couldn't even move this way or that way, small little beds. So I said, we don't even think of it. When we go to sleep on the bed, how much of space is in that bed? And the person is fast asleep. So if you have to look at it in reality, every person would have fallen off his bed. And especially those big sized people, one turn this way, they would have gone off the bed that side. One turn that side, they would have gone off the bed that side. But yet in the morning, we find them still confined to that space. When we get up in the morning, we are still in that same little space. And alhamdulillah, besides a few people who may have had some nightmares, the rest of them are still on the bed. Is this not a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? That whilst we fast asleep also, He is keeping us guarded. Without any side protectors, like for babies, how we put on the sides. Otherwise, each one of us would have to put something on the side, so that we don't roll over. Ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, within our body, outside our body, everywhere that you look at it, nothing but ni'mats. So, us palne wale se kaisi baghawat hai, what kind of rebellion is this against Allah ta'ala, who is the provider of all these great, great ni'mats and bounties. Look at the oxygen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us free. When a person is sick and he requires oxygen and he has to pay for it, then he realizes how costly this oxygen is which we breathe in so freely. And look at the arrangement that Allah Ta'ala has made, that whole night the trees give carbon dioxide. And in the morning, they talk about photosynthesis and everything else, what we learned in our school days, I forgot also. But the fact is that there was some kind of process they taught us. And they say these changes now come about where these very leaves now produce oxygen. So who is it that brought about this change? Every leaf of every tree which was producing carbon dioxide at night, suddenly in the morning is producing oxygen. Who informed every leaf of every tree that now you must produce oxygen? Allah Ta'ala's ihsanat upon us is unlimited, unlimited. Therefore, bring the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, bring the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in our heart, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in our heart. Then it will become easy to practice. Then we will love to practice. At present, it is a burden to make 5 times namaz, and especially with jamaat, it's a burden. But when the person will have the azmat, muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he'll look forward to it. What is it that makes people get up at night and stay in tahajjud salat for long, long rakats? And some of them used to read the whole Quran Sharif. What is it? Love of Allah. So therefore I am saying that this palane wale se ek aisi baghawat hai. Mana maasiyat mein mujre mana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palane wale se ek aisi baghawat hai. And thereafter he says, janaza abru ka dafn karna ye kya himaqat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. A little while of enjoyment and pleasure, but for all times nothing but regret and remorse. Look at the people that have gone through such kind of suffering. Embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace. They will say lifelong suffering. Allah Ta'ala will forgive, but human beings won't forgive. They will still point fingers. This person did this. Hamesha ki nadamat. And especially for us who are in masajid or in the works of deen, tabligh, khanqa, madaris, masajid, or we are officials of madrasa organizations or masjid organizations, or we are involved in the publication of literature, or we are those well known for hajj upon hajj and umrah upon umrah. He says, janaza abru ka dafna karna ye kya himaqat. Allah Ta'ala give us respect through our dress, our libas. When people look at us, they think this must be pious people. When they look at our topis and our kurtas, and especially if everything is white, like I have now, then I'm extra pious. It's all white. So they look at us, that this must be pious people. Thereafter to engage in such kind of sins which bring about disgrace and embarrassment, not upon the self, but upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the person himself, it is like burying the janaza of his respect. Allah Ta'ala gave respect, this person is burying the janaza of that respect. Stealing, gambling, fornication, adultery. Therefore, my respected brothers, this majlis of zikr is not just subhanallah, alhamdulillah. It is to bring in our hearts that realization that Allah is watching everything. He knows everything. He sees everything. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. A person thinks that nobody is watching, then he must remember my Allah is watching. And this I have said many times, but there is a new audience here. That whenever the taqaza of sin comes, we talk about taqazas. Taqaza to eat, taqaza to drink, taqaza to travel. There is a demand from the nafs all the time. So when there's a taqaza from the nafs to commit sin, then at that time just ask one question, what if, that's all. What if, meaning what if death comes in this state, qiyamah day the person will rise in the same state. So if it's adultery, he'll rise like that. If it's gambling, he'll rise like that. Fornication, he'll rise like that. Billions of people will watch. In this world, if a person is arrested for some crime, he wants to cover his face, he doesn't want the media to see his face. Due to embarrassment. How are we going to face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? And how will we present ourselves when the billions of them are watching us? So let us not be negligent. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. My life is only that which was spent, O my beloved Allah, in your remembrance, in the fulfillment of your ahkam, in the love of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the fulfillment of his ahkam. That was zindagi. Jo ghaflat mein guzri, wo kya zindagi hai? That life which is spent in negligence, indifference, unconcern. In India, we should call it parwai illa, unconcern. Purpose of this majlis is develop in our hearts that kind of muhabbat of Allah. Then we have to do all the works everything has to take place. But each majlis has its own fragrance, it has its own flavor.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं
We can go east, we can go west, we can go north, we can go south, we can go up above the heavens, we can go deep down the ocean. Every way it is the hukumat of Allah Ta'ala. We cannot escape Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sight and might. We have to turn towards Him because without Him we will never find peace anyway. Allah Ta'ala not in our life, then nothing in our life. We can have all the wealth of the world, but it will bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Do we need any evidence for that? Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai, ya rab, jidhar bhi jaun. Even when it comes to politics, look at what happened. Those Muslim countries that went with begging bowls to America and Britain, and France, what did they get in the end? They became slaves of those people. If they had connected themselves with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then even with a little bit of ammunition and a little bit of military and a little bit of force, Allah Ta'ala would have given the victories that He gave to the people of Badr and Uhud and Khandaq. Allah Ta'ala hasn't changed. His Qudrat hasn't changed. His power and might hasn't changed. His forces haven't diminished. Allah Ta'ala's forces are unlimited. One angel is sufficient. So, siwaye tere koi thikana nahi hai, ya rab, jidhar bhi jaun, we can go anywhere. In a world of means, we'll make use of means, but to place our trust in human beings or place our trust in people or in governments, then we are fooling ourselves.
सिवाय तेरे कोई ठिकाना नहीं है या रब जिधर भी जाऊं किसे गमे जानो दिल सुनाऊं किसे मैं जख्मे जिगर दिखाऊं
ओ अल्लाह टू हुम मस्ट आई रिलेट दिस सैड स्टोरी ऑफ माइन And who else can I show the deep-hearted pain of mine besides you, my Allah? Whatever our difficulty, whatever our pain, whatever our sorrow and our suffering, whatever it may be, besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is nobody that can remove that pain, difficulty and sorrow. Difficulties, hardship, tests and trials will come in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or in the fulfillment of His ahkam and laws. But in those difficulties which are coming from Allah Ta'ala as test, inside the heart there will be a kind of a sukoon which cannot be described in words. Because when Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart, it doesn't mean Allah Ta'ala has got some body and it will come in the heart. It means when Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and the tajalliyat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into the heart of a servant and slave of His who is obedient to Him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah alayhi, how many times you have heard, he says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes into my heart, that the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description. What kind of a fragrance that must be? Where are we wasting our time? Over faces, giving our life to pictures and all the other dirt and filth. What do we get at the end of the day? What comes in the heart? When a person is thinking filth, what will come into the heart? When he's watching filth, what will come into the heart? Wherever garbage is stored, what comes out from there? Our hearts are for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love. Then we will love everybody according to his hukam. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Ye dunya wale to be khabar, ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. Inko dil de ke zindagi ko jafa se ahang kyun banaun. We won't find loyalty in the world. We are searching for loyalty. It is a very, very difficult commodity to find. Friendships today are based on nothing but matlab and aghraz. The whole world has become a matlabi dunya. Friendships are built up because there's some motivation. Family relationships are only kept if we may gain something from that family relationship. The respect and honor of somebody is also if we can get something out of it. Otherwise it's nothing. Bewafa. You think all this aid and help that they are giving, billions of dollars to different countries in the world, they're giving it because they got great love for Pakistan. That's why America is giving. Those eggs we put under the hen, they develop after that into chicks. And then they grow and become big hens again. So is that because of great love we have for them? Or is it to slaughter them and eat them after that? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Ye but jo muhtaj hain sarapa ghulam unka banu to kyun kar. Ye but jo muhtaj hain sarapa ghulam unka banu to kyun kar. غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گھٹاؤں. یہ بدھ جو محتاج ہیں سراپا غلام ان کا بنو. These idols who themselves are fully dependent on the person that has made those idols. Fully dependent. If it is of stone, then we will say, well, it's an idol of stone. The moment we say we make that idol of gold, then we say now all my work will get accomplished because it's now of gold. So all these powers of the world, that's what it is. So say, why should I become a slave of them when they themselves are slaves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So then why must I become their slave? Why should I not become the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself? Why must I reduce my value by becoming the slave of these material things? The material things are to be used, not that we become the slaves of it. Our businesses were supposed to be our slaves, not that we become the slaves of those businesses. That it affects our namaz, it affects our ibadat, it affects our tilawat, it affects our akhlaq. We can go on, but I do not want to bring it to a conclusion. یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں. The gist of which is that the nightingale in the garden this sings away the praises of those beautiful flowers or lemons and thinks that it will remain forever and ever. But the nightingale forgets that there's going to be an autumn that will come over these flowers. The flowers will wither and fall to the ground. So like that, this world for us is like that same flower. Then why should we give our heart to it? Give our hearts to Allah Tabaraka wa Taala.
Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil gar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar par. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil gar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar par. تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں.
Say, O Akhtar, if I ever found peace and tranquility and sukoon, I have found it at the door of the Allah Walas. At the door of the Allah Walas, in other words, their majalis, their programs, their companionship, in their association, I found true enjoyment, true peace, true tranquility. So then why should I not make my home there? Instead of that arzi watan, which is the...
The world of the souls, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked, Alastu bi rabbikum, everybody said, bala.
Because there was nothing in front of us. When we came into this world, all these distractions and attractions make us forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala zat-e-ali. So that is the effort that we have to make, to bring the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, the azmat of Allah ta'ala in our hearts, the love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to such an extent that it becomes beloved to us to follow the beloved, the beautiful way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When a person is madly in love with some film actor or actress, then his walk, his talk, his hairstyle, his clothing, everything resembles that actor. When you just look at that person, you can say, well, this person is following a certain actor. In fact, they had some kind of shows where they say that idol, that you must imitate some film actor, actress, whatever it is, in singing and all that, and you get awards. So the person imitates exactly like that. He'll wear clothes like that, he'll dance like that, he'll sing like that. And what will he get? Some worldly award. One day he will perish too in the grave, and the award too will perish. And if the person has to emulate and practice upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sunnats, the award from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be jannat, and then it will be the didar of Allah ta'ala in jannat.
Unke rukh se niqaba jutegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. ایک مدت سے آج اہل غم کو مسکرانے کی مہلت ملے گی.
When the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will begin to flow in the heart of a person, the sun, the moon, the stars, the gold, the silver and everything else, their value will fade in his sight.
سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, میرے بحر غم کا kinara nahi hai.
Those waves of the muhabbat and the love of Allah Ta'ala go on and on and on and on.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mujhe musas. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai.
May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the ummat at large, the tawfiq of ummat.
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ, Allah, 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 Allah.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, give us the best of both worlds. The best of this world and the best of the hereafter. We know that we are deserving of your anger, of your wrath, of your azab, of your punishment. But you don't love punishment, you don't love azab, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are mustahiq of your ghazab, but we seek from you amnesty. Governments of the world, my beloved Allah, give amnesty. We seek from you salvation, amnesty, najat. Don't seize us. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. اس کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا راحم المساکین, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او میں بلاور اللہ, میں رحیم اللہ, میں کریم اللہ, موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنر اللہ,
most loving Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, and most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. We have extended our begging bowls before you. Hum bikari hai mere Allah. Aapke saamne hum bikari hai. We are beggars before you. We acknowledge every sin that we have committed under the sun. My beloved Allah, nothing was hidden from your sight. You are well aware of what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our tongues have spoken, what our hands have touched, where our feet have walked, what our minds have thought. My beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then, you could have destroyed us there and then. Fornication, adultery, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, watching filth on the television screen or internet site. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then and brought embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation upon us. But how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you still give us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel about. My beloved Allah, you have got the whole universe working for us. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Gande hai mere maula, gande hai. We are extremely dirty, filthy in our hearts. My beloved Allah, whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins and the sins of the entire mankind. Hey, Rabbe Kareem, ab to maaf farma. How long are we going to walk the path of sins? How long are we going to remain disobedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long we are going to remain in the ocean of sins? Give us a lifeline, my Allah. For there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no other door for us that we can tap. There is no other home for us which we can beg. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, my beloved Allah, we will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ey Rabbe Kareem, with your kindness, with your forgiveness, with your mercy, forgive each and every one of us our minor sins and major sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, heart and mind. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ey Rabbe Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, so many have raised their hands before you this part of the night after making zikrullah. What else has kept us here except great hope and umid in you, my beloved Allah? Open up the floodgates of your forgiveness and mercy for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and mercy, my Allah. When the rains fall from the skies, they wash our clothes and our bodies. My beloved Allah, with your rains of rahmat and forgiveness, wash away our dirty hearts. Man has made computer chip, records billions of pieces of information. One press of the delete button and everything is deleted. Ey Rabbe Kareem, press the delete button over our sins.
One small stick of dynamite blows up huge mountains. My beloved Allah, blow away the mountains of our sins with your power, with your qudrat, with your forgiveness. Hame apna bana le hamara ban ja. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. My beloved Allah, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever in the world they may be, bless them with shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cure us of our physical ailments and spiritual ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases can be a rahmat and a mercy. But even if it is in the form of a rahmat and mercy, change it to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy and envy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya, to your friends, to your walis, my Allah. Bless us with hearts that you give to the awliya ya siddiqeen. Let your waves of muhabbat flow in our dirty hearts. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those waves will wash away all the dirt of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Bless us with the tawfiq of your obedience. Fill our hearts with the ishq and love of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the tawfiq of obedience. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. We know that we are deserving of your anger, punishment and wrath, but you love forgiveness. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat, with your kindness, with your favor, with your ihsan. Ya Rab, karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Those who are on journeys, make them these destinations safely. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the pits. Financial difficulties. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make the children pious, righteous, obedient to you and your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Give the parents the himmat and courage to give proper upbringing to the children. To remove from the homes and the lives all those things that's causing such destruction and such corruption in the morals.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Your door and our forehead, by Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the disputes, quarrels, arguments. My beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, left the ummah in one piece, body and soul. We have divided the ummah into so many pieces. What kind of pain it must be causing to my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Remove the difficulties and problems of the ummah around the globe. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan, sare alam ke andar jahan bhi ummat muslima pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Except all the works of deen that are taking place, my beloved Allah. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ijtemaat, gasht taleem ko qubool farma. Jahan kahin bhi tere deen ke liye jamaate phir rahi, unki hifazat farma. Zariye hidayat bana. Masajid, madaris, khanqahon ko qubool farma. Hamare mashayikh ki mehnat ko qubool farma. اے اللہ جو ان میں بیمار ہے ان کو صحت تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما. تا دیر ان کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پر سلامت رکھے. اے رب کریم معاف فرما. One day we have to die, we have to leave this world, we have to go.
whether we like it or not, then the angel of death is going to strike suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Oh, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, adultery, fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites. Don't cause any embarrassment to come upon us, our families, or the ummah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. سلامتی دین اور رضا کے ساتھ مدینہ شریف میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا, وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی, وہی جیتا وہی مرتا, وہی گور و کفن ہوتا. لیتا وہ جنازہ بھی مسجد اب نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspiration that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, sickness, weakness, diseases of each and every one. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the pain, the suffering, difficulties and hardship. Bless us all with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ تو امید کرم آیا. ہماری دعاؤں کو حضور علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام کے صدقے میں قبول فرما, قبول فرما, قبول. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.